guys. A sugar me know I ain't got the shindan getting way winning on. Me sin in Nabik, me good job, cheapest in Dawik. Me know I go with the shindan or Ojibwe moin the shindakatamang. I'm gonna talk about our Ojibwe language a little bit, give you a couple new words. Nungum with the shindamane usa ishi gawashimotawiya. So I'm gonna talk about different ways of lying down. And a lot of people are familiar with a phrase like gawashimo, when somebody's lying down in a prone position, or however you want to say that, gawashimo. There's another word that's kind of common, and that's jingishin, when someone is lying down as well. And the shin is the type of words that I'm going to be talking about today. Talking about different ways of lying down, okay? And we're going to apply some tenses, and we're going to gawin them, and we'll have lots of fun doing that, right? I know I will. Uh-huh. Sit back and relax, and I'll tell you a tale of lying down. So the first one I want to introduce to you is minoshin. Minoshin. And when somebody minoshin, they're lying comfortably, they're lying in a good way, they're relaxed, everything's good. Minoshin. Okay? So we could add a tense to it. He was lying comfortably. Gi minoshin. Gi minoshin. Okay, he was. And you could ask, Gi minoshin and now gi mishomis. Is your grandpa lying comfortably? Gi was he? Gi minoshin inna. Inna being the question marker, and it always goes in the second spot of the sentence because gi minoshin is place number one, inna place number two, gi mishomis place number three. Okay? Gi minoshin inna gi mishomis. Gimme show, miss your grandpa. Okay? Gimme no shin inna gimme show, miss. So, minno shin is to lie comfortably. Alright? So, and then when we're talking about kids, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens when they're laying, when they fall asleep and stuff. And we're going to talk about that. So, here's one. Jinga de shin. Jinga de shin. And when somebody is jinga de shin, they're lying all spread out, like they're taking over the whole bed. Arms and legs sprawled out, there's no room for nobody else. Jinga de shin. Okay, so you add a tense. Gi jinga de shin. She was lying all spread out all over the bed. Or, we jinga de shin. He will be spread out all over the bed. That's the way he sleeps. We jinga de shin. Okay. Also, let's see. If we're going to gawin these, they're going to be a little bit different than what we have been hearing in previous presentations. So if we're saying minoshin, what will happen? Gawin minoshin sinun. Gawin minoshin sinun. That last N on minoshin, it becomes what linguists will say, it becomes nasalized, like it's stuffed up your nose. It's still kind of there, like you just pronounce part of the N sound. And it sounds like shin sinun, shin sinun. It's up in your nose. Gawin minoshin sinun. He or she is not lying comfortably, okay? And that kind of rule, that N, is going to work for almost all of the words that I'm going to introduce today. So that N becoming nasalized, that last N. So, jinga de shin, gawin jinga de shin sinun. He is not lying spread all over, okay? Another one. Lying facing this way. Bida samishin. Bida samishin. Someone is lying facing towards the speaker. Okay. Bida samoshin. Kwezes. the little girl is lying facing this way. She should face this way lying. Da bida samishin. Da bida samishin. Or she should not lie facing this way. Gawin da bida samishin sin. Gawin da bida samishin sin. She should not lie facing this way, or he should not lie facing this way. He should have lie down facing this way. Dagi bida samishin. Dagi bida samishin. Now the dagi is coulda, woulda, shoulda. Dagi. And the bida samishin, of course, is the lying facing this way. Dagi bida samishin. He should have lied down facing this way. He should not have laid down facing this way. Gawin dagi bida samishin sin. Gawin dagi bida samishin sin. So if you're new to these, I try to say this almost every time. These phrases that you're getting are one in a million ways that these can be said. And when you run into a first speakers, and if they have suggestions to adjust and tweak what you're saying, always listen to them with great respect and use what they're saying. Okay? So we're going to keep going here. Let's see here. Someone that's lying in the way. They're lying right down the middle of the floor. Gibishin. Gibishin. Someone's in the way. They're a roadblock. Gibishin. So, he should not have lied down in the way. Gawin dagi gibishin sin. Gawin dagi gibishin sin. Okay? Now the gawin and the sin are working together, right? To bracket what's happening. Because if you just say dagi gibishin, you're saying he should have lied down in the way, or laid down in the way. I'm not even sure how to say that in English. Anyways, dagi gibishin. Gawin dagi gibishin sin. He should not have laid down in the way. So, and you can turn all of these into questions by putting inna in the second spot in your sentence. So you could say, gibishin inna. Is he in the way where he's lying? Gibishin inna. Okay. Gibishin inna. Was he laying in the way? That kind of thing. Here's a fun one. Someone's lying with their butt sticking out. Jagidiation. Jagidiation. Okay, someone's lying down and their butt's sticking out. He should not have lied down with his butt sticking out. Again, coulda, woulda, shoulda would be dagi. And that's a tense, so that will go on front of our action word, which in this case is jagidiation, which is to lie down with your butt sticking out. So it would be dagi jagidiation. That's kind of a tongue twister. Dagi jagidiation. He should have laid down with his butt sticking out. But we want to say he shouldn't have, because who wants to see that, right? So here it goes. Gawin dagi jagidiation sin. Gawin dagi jagidiation sin. Okay, we have gawin and see. They're bracketing the action that we don't want to happen, because for the love of all that is holy, we don't want to see some dude laying there with his butt sticking out, right? We don't want to see jagidiation, right? He should not have. That's why we have dagi in the front of, because dagi is coulda, woulda, shoulda. But if you apply the gawin, it would be couldn't have, wouldn't have, shouldn't have. If that's even English, I don't know. Gawin dagi jagidiation sin. And there's gawin and sin at the end, right? Okay, so I hope you have a little bit more idea of ways to talk about someone as they're laying down there. Miko chapichip is in Dawyek, me sunny nabik, me ill.